From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Carol Bousquet with the news on this day in Maine, Wednesday, October 30th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
A consent decree established more than 30 years ago to govern the state's mental health system could soon end. As Patty White reports, the move comes as new complaints have surfaced about staff safety at the state's two psychiatric hospitals.
The consent decree was put in place in 1990 after 10 patients died at a state psychiatric hospital. It required the state to improve mental health services both in state-run hospitals and in the community. 3 years ago, the decree was updated to focus on 17 specific standards, including timely access to mental health services. The special master who oversees the agreement, retired Maine Supreme Judicial Court Chief Justice Dan Wathen, says the state currently meets most of the standards.
It didn't require that they be able to meet every need, but that they have a system for responding reasonably to needs, and they have such a system now.
One important component of that system, says Wathen, is the state's strong relationship with consumer advocacy organizations. Despite this progress, state lawmakers raised concerns earlier this month about staff safety at the state's two psychiatric hospitals. But Wathen says that issue falls outside of the consent decree's standards. State Health Commissioner Sarah Gagne-Holmes says her department is committed to maintaining a robust mental health system and has petitioned a court to dissolve the consent decree. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
Students from across Maine selected former President Donald Trump over Vice President Kamala Harris during a mock election this week. And as Kevin Miller reports, Maine students have a record of forecasting the winner.
Trump easily defeated his Democratic rival, winning 52% versus 41% for Harris. About 6% of the vote was split among three other candidates also on the ballot. Maine Student Mock Election has accurately forecast the national winner of every presidential election since 2008, although the student's choice doesn't always win the most votes in Maine on Election Day. Students also voted to re-elect the three members of Maine's congressional delegation who were on the ballot this year, Independent Senator Angus King and Democratic Representatives Jared Golden and Shelley Pingree. More than 100 schools participated in this year's mock election, which is run by the Secretary of State's office. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
Maine public schools have seen a significant increase in the number of multilingual learners in recent years, even as overall enrollment has dipped slightly. Ari Snyder reports.
Across Maine, more than 7,000 students were classified as multilingual learners by the State Department of Education during the last school year. That's a nearly 28% increase over 5 years. The bulk of those students were enrolled in Portland Public Schools, where Language Development Director Carlos Gomez says there's growing demand for multilingual educators.
There's a constant need, and we'd love to have more people that can speak multiple languages on our staff.
Gomez says the district is also offering language instruction for educators already on staff to help them speak directly to their students. Portuguese is the top language spoken by multilingual learners statewide. That corresponds with immigration trends. In recent years, thousands of asylum seekers have arrived in Maine from Angola, where Portuguese is the official language. Other top languages include Somali, Spanish, Arabic, and French. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Ari Snyder.
It's estimated that there are millions of abandoned fishing traps littering the bottom of the Gulf of Maine. The plastic-coated wire traps are torn loose from their buoy lines in storms or accidentally cut off by propellers in high-traffic areas and collect at the bottom of Maine's many coves and harbors. A nonprofit group is trying to retrieve some of this so-called ghost gear. Nicola Grisco was in Rockland and watched the divers at work.
There's a chill in the air on this overcast morning in late September as Buzz Scott steers his boat, the Hurry Sundown, out of a Rockland marina and toward the granite breakwater that protects the harbor. He points to small specks displayed on the vessel's navigation system. They're abandoned fishing traps sitting on the ocean floor.
Guys, I think right in here is going to be a gold mine. Yeah. Yeah, there's one every 10 feet, it looks like, on the sonar.
Scott's nonprofit, Oceans Wide, has been training scuba divers to recover derelict, or ghost gear, from the seafloor. They've primarily been diving in Boothe Bay Harbor, and now in Rockland for the first time. Scott tosses a buoy with a small orange flag into the water to mark their dive spot.
You ready to get cold?
Yep.
All right. Warmer?
Three divers in wetsuits put on their flippers, test their oxygen, and lower themselves from the side of the boat and into the water. Diver Noah Oppenheim enters the water with a GoPro camera attached to his arm and begins a 30-foot descent to the bottom. When Oppenheim and his dive partner find a derelict trap, they tug a few times on the rope connected to the dive flag at the surface. Scott then drops a weighted line to the bottom, which the divers attach to the trap and that will be hauled up later.
I think we could probably work this area for 2 weeks and still leave something out.
Scott guesses there are maybe a few hundred traps around the breakwater alone and potentially more than 15 million abandoned pots in Maine waters. Scott says that estimate assumes that the roughly 5,000 Mainers with lobster fishing licenses may lose as many as 80 traps a year. The wire pots wrapped with polyvinyl plastic replaced wooden, biodegradable traps in the 1980s, and they've been piling up since. To assist in the cleanup, Oceans Wide has trained more than 300 people how to scuba dive over the last decade. Scott says many are high school students who are interested in cleaning up or exploring the ocean. He says others are drawn in by his own story. Scott grew up fishing on Matinicus, but found new opportunities through research diving in the Arctic and elsewhere.
So I've been able to do a lot of stuff in the last 50 years, and that's what I hope for these guys. Yeah. Clean up the ocean here and go off and make the world a better place.
Emily Drapeau learned to dive with Oceans Wide about 8 years ago. She's working on her dive master certification now and helps to process the traps for recycling once they're hauled to shore. About 20% of the traps recovered by Oceans Wide are still in usable shape. Drapeau says it can be frustrating sometimes to have to leave so many more traps on the ocean floor at the end of a day.
And just to know that there are more being made, that's a little discouraging. But it all makes it worth it when we have worthwhile exchanges with lobstermen who are interested in what we're doing and who are looking for ways to help us.
In just about 20 minutes or so, the divers have found and tagged 5 traps. Once the divers are out of the water, the group begins to haul them up to the surface. They're kicked with mud and tangled with seaweed. Drapeau opens the trap doors and makes note of the species inside. There are a few lobsters, some oysters, a rock crab, and a Jonah crab. Noah Oppenheim searches the traps for remaining tags that might identify the original owner. This one, he says, was set in 2009, according to the tag.
And then we can contact that individual, talk about where that gear might have been set in relation to where it was retrieved, and then we can understand how gear moves over the course of a decade plus. And that'll allow us to find more gear and to prioritize hotspots where it's aggregating in order to make our retrieval efforts more efficient.
Some reusable traps are returned to their owners. Others are recycled. So far, Oceans Wide divers have recovered about 13,000 traps near Boothe Bay, Matinicus, and Goldsboro. A federal marine debris grant will allow them to eventually expand to Stonington, Jonesport, and Vinyl Haven. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Nicole Ogrisco.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join Erwin Gratz for Morning Edition starting at 5 a.m. I'm Carol Bousquet. Thank you for listening.